Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up, Hill Notes, in about 20 minutes, we will play the best ones back, and you can leave a Hill Note now on any topic if you're one who is enraged over Shime's lead this morning. Like several texters, then you can leave a Hill Note on that. May have been Shime's Thinks guy who was there with a Shime's Thinks shirt on Friday. I don't know if you saw that or not,
Shime. I did see that, Greg. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't there to say hello to the man.
Very angry text message suggesting you have no idea what you're talking about with regard to your lead this morning about Aaron Rodgers.
So, yeah, generally people think that I have no clue what I'm talking about, but in this case I do, because Aaron Rodgers is kind of, he's not the same quarterback he once was, and the guy had trouble winning even when he was great anyways. Like, some of those seasons he had in Green Bay were phenomenal. Just tremendous quarterback seasons, and yet when the lights get bright, almost similar to myself, he crumbles, and it is what it is.
Would you be surprised if Aaron Rodgers doesn't even make it through the entire season?
No.
Like, I wouldn't.
Not at all.
That's what's crazy to me, mm-hmm. is for the Steelers to put all their eggs in this basket. I saw
because they know they need to win. They know they got to win.
Yeah, but if he's not going to make it through,
he'll make it through the season.
Mm.
How many games did Steelers win last year?
10.
10, exactly. With stanky Russell Wilson, my boy Justin Fields, who didn't play that much.
You completely disagree with
Shime,
by the way.
I completely disagree with this.
You think this is a great move by the Steelers?
Smart by the Steelers. You got him on basically a one-year deal. You're a team that won 10 games last year, got to the playoffs, had quarterback issues anyways, and was still able to get to the playoffs with a guy like Russell Wilson.
Wiggy, the Minnesota Vikings didn't want him, and they haven't seen J.J. McCarthy throw a pass
yet in the
NFL.
That's because they drafted J.J. McCarthy, what, 15th overall?
The only team that wants him is the Steelers.
And he was their third choice.
And it's
if
by
you listen
desperation.
To Schefter,
yeah.
That was their third choice.
So who was their first choice?
Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Then they couldn't get it done with
right.
him. It was Justin Fields, and then they ended up with Aaron Rodgers. So that's what I'm saying. Like, smart choice by the Steelers. Yeah, they needed a quarterback because I'm sure people don't think Mason Rudolph can get it done. But
so what happened with Justin Fields then?
I don't know.
He felt slighted by the organization for benching him after 4 weeks last year and putting in Russell Wilson. And so he said, screw you guys, I'm going to go play for the Jets.
And the Jets paid him almost four times what the money is for Aaron Rodgers.
$20 right. million a year.
So they weren't going to pay him that Pittsburgh then?
I doubt it. But I would also say the way in which Aaron Rodgers played last year was awful, and he's not going to get older. Tom Brady ruined our brains. He made us think that it's okay, you're going to get better as you get into your 40s. The way that the Steelers played last year with their roster, the over under didn't budge in win total when Aaron Rodgers signed. which tells you a lot about what the betting public thinks of Aaron Rodgers' ability.
So what was the over on the win total? I bet it was probably 9.
Right. It stayed at 9.
All right. So that's, I mean, that's still a pretty good over.
Well, you said they had a stanky guy, and now they have Rodgers. Why wouldn't it go up to
him?
Well,
because I don't think the Vegas looks at Aaron Rodgers the way I look at Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, right? I think they look at him like.
Well, clearly.
Right. I think they look at him like this guy will get you 10 wins.
Well, and you said earlier this morning that the Steelers roster is much better than the Jets roster when he went to it. I don't know if I agree with
I would say that the Steelers roster is better in the sense of on offense, DK Metcalf is better than any wide receiver that the Jets have.
I mean, and they had Garrett Wilson.
And I'm not saying Garrett Wilson's not.
And Davante Adams.
I'm not, but Davante Adams was kind of washed. Let's be honest.
Aaron Rodgers was the GM putting that offense together.
Right. But he's not going to do that in Pittsburgh. I think the organization is a better fit for Aaron Rodgers, a guy that if he doesn't have respect for you, it can go off the rails very quickly. I don't think you're going to do that with Mike Tomlin. I think there's probably a different conversation. Mike Tomlin is the type of guy, whether you agree or disagree that he's a good coach, he's the type of guy that's going to sit down with you in person and say, here's what I expect from you. I don't care who you are. And I think that players, like a guy like Rodgers, will respect
you
that.
You don't think you'll see Aaron Rodgers barking at Mike Tomlin on the sideline like
no.
he was Robert Saleh
nope.
last season?
Yeah, the Jets had way better offensive talent than the Steelers have. The Steelers only have DK Metcalf. That's it. Their next best receiver is ancient Robert Woods or Calvin Austin III.
What about Pat Freiermuth? They're okay, tight end. Very good. Very good player.
He's very fine.
And your defense is good.
Congrats, Pat.
The Jets' defense was supposed to be good, too, Wiggy.
Yeah, but guess what?
They're super talented.
Your coaching staff is better. Whose coaching staff is better? The Pittsburgh Steelers or the Jets of last year?
Steelers.
The Steelers,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to an environment where there's a better coaching staff in place. And that means you'll be able to maybe get a guy who might be a little bit like Aaron Rodgers, who's a little bit wacky and weird, to buy in versus a coaching staff that has no clue.
The other thing, though, Wiggs, and I know you agree, what the 40-year-old Brady, when he went to Tampa, he was holding illegal practices with the receivers during the pandemic. He moved there full-time. He was fully enmeshed with Byron Leftwich and the entire receiving corps.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is waiting to sign until the eve of mandatory training camp, and he is not nearly as invested as Tom was.
Well, I don't compare him.
Well,
to Brady.
He was waiting because he thought it was going to be 19 M's, not 10 M's.
Right.
And like, I'm not comparing him to Brady and Brady going to Tampa Bay. I just think that Rodgers is in a better situation than he was when he was with the Jets, and I put a lot of that because of the coaching staff. The same way we look at the Patriots coaching staff being able to maybe get more out of the players that were here last year that Mayo staff couldn't get out of those guys.
Shime texters saying that the win total didn't move because they knew Aaron Rodgers was going to sign there. So,
well, I didn't make the win total.
That was my comment.
But either way, like you. Even if you just assumed Rodgers was going to be there, like their win total hasn't moved from last year is kind of the ultimate point, right? It's the exact same thing as it was last year. 9.5 because Tomlin generally always goes just above 500 or better. So they're going to finish 9-8 or 10-7, and they're going to get bounced in the first round of the playoffs again because they haven't won a first round playoff game in what, like over a decade, I believe, at this
their
point.
Their last playoff win was the game preceding the AFC Championship
9 years
in 2016.
Ago.
Yeah. 9 years ago.
It's hard for me because I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I do hope that he plays well for them. Like I think Mike Tomlin is an underrated coach and gets too much hate. Derek,
well, you'll
the
get
Steelers
to see him
fan.
Week 3, too.
Yeah.
Right. And so like I hope that it works out for them. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers loving the fact that Mike Tomlin is well-respected and can handle him. Can handle the diva aspect that Aaron Rodgers is.
Can you wait until Ben Volen starts grilling Aaron Rodgers in advance of week 3 about vaccinations?
You think he needs to be the BDE guy and nobody else can be the BDE guy?
I think he laughed in the face of Saleh. And when Saleh ever said anything bad about Aaron Rodgers, we saw how that played out. That's not going to happen in Pittsburgh. They're not going to out Mike Tomlin if he hurts Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but
feelings.
I also think he respects Tomlin more than he respected Robert Saleh.
When I take the field, I expect greatness.
Yeah, he's a raging narcissist. Like
you can still be a narcissist.
He had the same thing with Mike McCarthy. Didn't get along. Then the new young guy, whatever
LaFleur.
Then it was Saleh, and now it'll be Tomlin.
LaFleur's a really good coach.
It'll always be somebody else's fault. Look at what the Packers were after Aaron Rodgers left. They won a playoff game with Jordan Love, or they made the playoffs with Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Like, I find that Aaron Rodgers maybe, like, we are viewing this totally incorrectly. He's going to ruin the Steelers this year.
The great thing about it is we're going to find out. And I don't think he ruins them because of what Mike Tomlin is to that organization. If Tomlin can handle AB and Rodgers is not buying,
you always say that.
But if Rodgers is not buying,
it's a different kind of thing. Yeah, though.
When it's like, the quarterback, it's very.
But
different.
When Rodgers is not,
and
buying,
also it's a different kind of narcissism. Like if I can explain it that way,
yeah.
AB was more crazy. Rodgers is a narcissist. Right. There's the difference,
right? But if Rodgers is not buying in with Tomlin, Tomlin will just sit his ass, or move on from him.
So he'd get him cut.
Yeah, or just move on from
it. So then you think there's a chance it's not injury related, he just isn't on the team because he's released.
Yeah.
I believe in the power of manifestation.
If Tomlin,
you and I agree, there is a chance that he doesn't make it through the entire
season. Yeah, I mean, if he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, Tomlin's just going to move on. But I think Rodgers knows, based on, you know...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just being in the league and probably of talking to people knows what Tomlin's all about. And then you have a guy like Cam Heyward who's on the defense, who's a leader in that law. Like, you have leaders in
who
that.
Who said that, why are we waiting for Aaron Rodgers?
Right, right. So you have guys in that locker room who are not going to take no ish. So if Rodgers starts, you know.
So you think all of a sudden at 40, Aaron Rodgers will be an accountable person?
No, I think the environment that he's going to be in is completely different than what he's used to being in.
Right. He doesn't have the power, but still thinks he deserves it.
But he's in a completely different environment. So if you're not buying, the same way when Rodney Harrison got to New England, it's a different environment. And you got to buy in, especially when you have big leaders in that locker room, mm-hmm. guys that are like Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, you know, guys who have a voice that you, as a guy who's coming in, you go,
you
okay,
have to listen to it.
Yeah,
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy who does that.
No way.
But maybe
he's never been around people like that before.
Yeah.
You think if T.J. Watt and Cam Heyward go up to Rodgers and be like, "Hey man, you better check your attitude at the door."
He'll say, good point, young sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
I don't think so.
He ain't never... Green Bay teams were awesome.
No,
and he was still blew his way out of town.
Sean, he was always the top dog in Green Bay. Now you're coming to a team where you have guys that have been there forever, that have set the kind of culture. There's no way you're coming there and talking slick and Cam Hayward's not saying something to you.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, that was Shime's lead this morning. It's not going to end well for Aaron Rodgers
and the Steelers. We'll find out.
And if you missed any of the leads, you can always go back and listen to them on the Odyssey app. One of the great features is the rewind, and you can take in anything that you may have missed. Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox get a win last night, 11-7 against the Yankees. An explosive sixth inning had the Sox scoring five runs. The Sox now home to take on the Rays. 7-10 first pitch with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show. OKC has evened out the NBA Finals with the Pacers. The Thunder won Game 2, 123-107. SGA led the way with 34 points. Game 3 is in Indiana on Wednesday. And the Stanley Cup Final have Game 3 tonight after a wild game for Brad Marchand in Game 2 with two goals, including the overtime game winner. The series is tied at one apiece. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. tonight. In the NFL, Nick Chubb is expected to sign with the Texans here at home. It's mandatory minicamp. And for the tennis heads out there, Coco Gauff won her first French Open on the women's side, her second major win. And on the men's side, it was a wild one with Carlos Alcaraz coming back from the dead to beat out Jannik Sinner. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We have Hill Notes coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.